this film does come out at an interesting time. Not only do governments seem to be getting meaner and less tolerant, but even regular people seem to be getting a bit less tolerant and meaner. Where do you think this comes from?
Well, I mean, me personally, I mean, speaking for me, I think it's the narrative that's been played out over the years that we all should, like, you know, the thing to do in your life is to get on and strive and, you know, make a great life for yourself. And I think it comes at the expense of, you know, turning away from each other as human beings. And, you know, this is why I voted to stay in Europe. I didn't vote Brexit because I think we should be, as a human being, we should be coming together and not going apart. And I think that's happening more and more. And I think it's because it's this narrative that's been played out that you have to strive, you have to get on. And if you fail in society to get on, then it's your own fault that you haven't tried hard enough. And I think this is what happens with this film. It's showing ordinary people who are caught in this bureaucracy that has been set up that's supposed to help them, but doesn't, because of the narrative that's been played out with this austerity. And this has happened all over Europe. When I do film festivals, people come to me after the film and go, this isn't just happening in the UK, it's happening all over, you know?
Yeah, I think it's happening pretty much all over the Western world. Now, at times, this is a really frustrating film to watch. The characters just seem to be forced to go around in circles with nobody really listening to them, like you were saying, especially in the scenes in the job centre. How true to life are these scenes?
Well, Ken and Paul did extensive research before this film. They did months and months of meeting people. They spoke to job centre staff who were saying that they felt stressed. They were off sick because they had to implement these sanctions that they had to, all it was to save money to get people off the register. It was food bank people were saying that it's increasing, people are coming in and all of it. So all the things that happened to Kate and to Dan happened to real people and then were written into the story. But it could have been a lot worse. The film could have been a lot worse. They didn't go for the worst case scenario, because what's happened is the assessments have been outsourced to an outside company. And basically, people are called in when they're sick and they are told, basically, they don't take notice of the doctor. They have to answer questions. And it all seems to have been geared up to basically make it as hard as possible for people. I think it's an accurate way of showing what's happening at the moment, you know?
Now, Ken Loach films do attract a certain kind of audience. They tend to be progressive and a bit left-leaning. Do you think this film will really shock people who might be a bit naive enough to think that there is still a safety net for them if they do end up in Daniel Blake's position?
I've been very lucky that I haven't signed on for years. I've been a self-employed comedian. There was the early 80s, I think, the last time I signed on the Dole. And I think people will be shocked. I mean, I was shocked about sanctions. And I think it's because of the narrative that's been played out, as I said before, that, you know, that people are sort of, if you're sick or if you're unemployed, you're swinging the lead and you're trying to get some sort of, like, something for nothing. And I don't know anybody who would feel comfortable of taking their children to a food bank to feed them. This thing that people don't want to work and they just want to lie about lazy, it is a myth, I think. I don't know about in Australia, but the big thing here is 0 hours contracts where people don't even know what work they're going to have from one day to the next. And food banks in England, I think they gave out 1.1 million parcels of food last year, and it's increasing all the time. We shouldn't have food banks in 2016. So I think that's shocking people. It is. The audiences that I've done Q&As to are really shocked about food banks. I think it's bringing the food banks to a bigger audience. People have heard of food banks but don't actually know what they are. And then they see it depicted in the film, and you know, and the thing that and the incident that happened with the film came from a food bank. That incident really did happen to a young mother, and so I think that's what's shocking people, that they're going, what is going on when we're tolerating food banks in 2016, you know?
Now, your background is in stand-up comedy. Now, you first got involved in this film having read an actor's brief and contacting the casting director, but once you realised it was a Ken Loach film, were you sure that this was the right sort of film for you, given that it wasn't really a comedy?
I'm a big Ken Loach fan, you know. I mean, like, everybody remembers that scene in Kes. There's a lot of comedy in Ken's films. That one where the teacher's taking the penalties and he's pretending he's Bobby Charlton, you know. I was just thrilled to be able to work with somebody like Ken, and what a perfect director to work with on your first film. And, you know, because Ken doesn't give you the script, I didn't know how much humour there was in this film, but there is. Dan's got quite a bit of humour in it, in the way he does it first with everything that's been thrown his way. When we all get adversity, the one thing that sometimes gets us through bad times is our sense of humour. And I think, you know, we lose our sense of humour at our peril, I think. And I think with this film, the politics of the film comes from the film itself, from the story, from Dan's life, from Katie, what's happened to him. So I think, you know, I got caught up in the film. I lived Dan's life right the way through. I didn't know how the film was going to end till the day before we shot it. So it was an adventure for me as well.